And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Just a few minutes ago, Mary answered the telephone in her New York hotel room in the theater district and heard the unwelcome voice of Victor, former chauffeur of wealthy Rupert Barlow. Rupert Barlow, who is deeply infatuated with Mary. And to her dismay, Mary heard...
I'd like to see you, Mrs. Noble. To talk to, that is, private-like.
That's out of the question, Victor. I have nothing to say to you.
Hold on a minute. You better think it over. I got some real important information. Something you might give a lot to know. If you turn me down, it's you that's losing out. Suit yourself. I'll be in the waiting room in Penn Station in half an hour, on the Penzi side. You better be there if you want to help your husband in his murder trial. So long, Mrs. Noble.
And now, with the minutes ticking by, Mary, alone in her room, is wondering...
I wish I knew what I ought to do. Maybe Victor has something that would help Larry. Goodness knows he needs help right now. Suppose I hurried right over to the waiting room at the station and met him now. There's still time, and it might be important. Victor said he had some information.
Some real important information. If you want to help your husband, meet me in the waiting room on the Penzi side. Meet me in the waiting room, half an hour. Meet me in half an hour.
The time is almost up. I'm still here. I wish Morton Marlowe hadn't been so insistent about my keeping away from Victor. I wish he hadn't left right away. She seemed so sure that this was just another trick
of some kind. Don't even think about meeting that man. Haven't you already had enough trouble without going out to meet him?
Maud is right. I know she is. And she wouldn't advise me to keep away if she didn't think it was the best thing to do. But suppose Victor has some information that might help Larry. Suppose he knows something about what really happened backstage the night Oliver Wilson was found hanging high in the wings. Suppose he could prove that Larry is innocent, that he had nothing to do with the murder. Even though Maud said...
You know the man isn't to be trusted, Mary. He's a liar and a cheat and an underworld character. That's why Rupert Barlow's kept him on the payroll all these years, just to carry out his wretched schemes.
But Rupert isn't working for Victor now. Rupert told me himself. He discharged him when he found out it was Victor who arranged to have those pictures of Rupert and me taken, and then sold them to the papers. Still, that doesn't make him any more reliable. If he'd do such a terrible thing and cause such trouble between Larry and me, it's not reasonable to suppose he'd do anything to help me now. I won't be foolish. I'll ignore the call entirely. If only he hadn't said it.
If you want to help your husband, meet me in the waiting room in half an hour, the Penzi side. Better think it over. Half an hour.
How can I know what's best? If I thought there was even a chance to help Larry, I wouldn't hesitate. That's the thing that keeps me torn to bits. I know that Victor isn't to be trusted. But at the same time, he was backstage on that awful night at the theater. He might know. And he might be willing to tell the truth for once. He said I was to meet him in half an hour.
Half an hour. If you want to help your husband, I'll be on the Penzi side.
And as Mary agonizes over every passing second, we find Victor in the waiting room at the station. For nearly half an hour, he's been watching the entrances as well as the clock with its slow progress around the dial. And his thoughts are angry as he smokes one cigarette after another.
Maybe she won't come here after all. I thought sure she would. I thought she'd fall for that angle about helping her husband. I'd bet dough on that. And here I am waiting, being stood up. First it's the boss. He makes me the goat so he can look good to Mrs. Noble. Then it's Claudia Vincent who won't string along and cut in on the shakedown on this planet. Now even this one's going to scare me up. And they can't do this to me, not by a long shot. I'm not going to take the short end of the stick anymore. Still, I got to take it easy. What I'm working on is pure dynamite. I got to make sure it don't backfire and blow me up, too. But it's worth a chance if only that horrible game was
special for Jacksonville and Miami, now loading on track 7. Orange Blossom Special for Jacksonville and Miami.
Sure. Everybody's going someplace except me. Not Victor. No chance of that. I'm stuck here in his waiting room. Every other year, the boss would be on his yacht and we'd be south someplace. Not since he's gone nuts about Mrs. Noble. Can't think about nothing else. He's got us all tied up in knots. And she isn't going to show. It's half an hour since I got here. I'll give her 5 more minutes. And I'll make it 10. Then I'll be...
Orange Blossom Special, track 7. All passengers for Orange Blossom Special for Jacksonville and Miami.
At this same time, we find Larry Noble in the visiting room in the New York City jail talking with his lawyer, Hubert Savage. And we hear...
I saw the piece about you and Mrs. Noble in the paper, in Marty Rufus' Broadway column.
Oh, sure. I guess most everybody must have seen it by now. Marty's got such a following.
I take it the man came here to get the interview.
He did, and I poured it on thick.
Good thing. That's the kind of publicity you need right now, Mr. Noble. The more of it you have, the better for your trial. It will do more than anything else to wipe out the rumor that you murdered young Wilson because you were jealous over his secret marriage to Claudia Vincent.
Well, I'm doing what I can to create an atmosphere of domestic solidarity, Mr. Savage. But I promise you it isn't easy. I consider the facts. How my wife has been running around with Rupert Barlow all the time I've been here. How she's lied to me repeatedly. Makes my blood boil.
Now, that won't help you, Mr. Noble. You can't let any of that talk get out. It would do your case tremendous harm.
All right, I've told you. I'll put on an act. Nobody will know what I really feel. Nobody except you and me, and Mary, and possibly Maud Marlowe. But she'd never talk. She's one of our most trusted friends. Why do I keep saying our? As if Mary and I were still the same. As if we could ever be close to one another again.
Mr. Noble, you may find that after your trial, if it works out as I hope it will, you'll feel differently about a good many things. Your own family may appear to you in different perspective. It may be that you can return to your Long Island home and take up your life as it was.
You've been taking my publicity literally, Mr. Savage. Don't be deceived by the glowing statements I give out about our happiness, our devotion. It isn't going to change the status. Mary knows that, and so do I. She's made her decision. She couldn't let a good thing like Rupert Barlow and his money and influence get away from her. She couldn't resist him. Well, at last I know the truth.
And back at the Penn Station waiting room, Victor is looking up at the clock again and thinking...
Yeah, I guess that's that. She isn't going to show after all. Me waiting around here more than a half an hour. How do you like that? What kind of breaks am I getting these days, anyhow? Maybe she'll be sorry. Maybe I'd have given her a pretty good steer if she'd have listened.
2 o'clock train for Clinton, Philadelphia, Washington. Now ready on track 4. Train for Clinton, Philadelphia, and Washington. Now
that's
ready
all, brother.
On track 4.
I waited around here long enough. Too long, maybe. Still, she might have got stuck in traffic, or maybe just a couple more minutes.
But Mary is still in her hotel room. Her mind is still in a torment, as she seems to hear the seconds pounding by.
Oh, it's no use just standing here, being torn from one decision to the other. I've got to make up my mind. Maybe it's too late. It's more than half an hour. It would take me a few minutes to get there, even if I got a taxi right away. Oh, I'd better give up. Better put Victor out of my mind, as Maud advised. But I can't help feeling that he might have important information. If I thought he would give me something to help Larry, I can't just let the chance slip by. Surely it would be perfectly safe to see what he has to say. Right there in the station waiting room with hundreds of people around. I can't let this chance go by. I've got to find out, no matter what anybody says. I'm going to hurry over there as fast as I can. Oh, if only I'm not too late. If only the elevator comes right away and I get a taxi. Maybe I can still get there in time. Oh, please hurry. Hurry. There isn't a minute to waste.
Mary steps into the elevator and disappears from view, and we wonder what will happen on this hurried trip. We'll be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.